I don't know whether or not you noticed that our first reading and our gospel seemed to contradict one another. Although both were written by Luke, the gospel says that Jesus' ascension was on Easter Sunday, while the Acts of the Apostles says it was 40 days after the resurrection. What helps resolve that tension is the realization that the ascension has from the earliest times been seen as part of the resurrection. At Easter, Jesus entered into glory with his Father and didn't simply recover his earthly life. The meaning of the ascension, I think, is made clear in the second reading from Hebrews, where a clear distinction is made between the role of Jesus and that of the Jewish high priest. Christ didn't enter a sanctuary made by human hands. He entered the very dwelling place of God. Nor, unlike the high priest, did or does Jesus enter the sanctuary again and again as the high priest entered the Holy of Holies each year. Nor did he, again like the high priest, offer the blood of animals. Jesus entered God's presence by the spilling of his own blood on the cross. In the resurrection, we get to share Christ's victory. As Hebrews tells us, through the blood of Jesus, we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way he opened up for us. Jesus has replaced the old covenant. The place where God abides is the new Holy of Holies, and Jesus is the way by which we gain access to that presence. Therefore, we need have no fear. We have freedom, and by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, we can go to the holiest place. This is the path that has been opened up for us by our baptism and by our participation in the Christian community. But before we go to share in Jesus' glory, there's work to be done. When he left us, Jesus made it clear that he wanted us to carry out the mission he'd begun. He said we could do the same things he did, and even greater. So the disciples return to Jerusalem, where at Pentecost they'll become filled with the very spirit of Jesus and continue his mission. After they receive the Spirit, the disciples will begin to preach the kingdom of God, not only in Jerusalem, but throughout Israel and Judea, and in time they will go to the very ends of the earth. Their mission is now our mission, to carry the message of Jesus to the entire world. The first reading and the gospel tells us that Jesus was taken up to heaven, but the ascension shouldn't be taken too literally, as if Jesus somehow floated up in the sky to a place called heaven. The ascension might look like losing Jesus to the sky, but it's really a feast of the continuing communion of Jesus and his disciples, even though the forms of that communion have changed. Disciples of Jesus won't find Jesus in the sky in heaven. After Pentecost, they will begin to grow an understanding. If they want to find the Lord, they will find him in the community, in those they meet every day. Every time they share their love with a brother or sister, they're making Jesus present to that person. They and we are to be Jesus in the world. We are to be the visible presence of Jesus. So when people see you or me, do they see Jesus? When people meet us, do they want to know Jesus better? When we encounter people, do they want to join our community, share our life, and take the gospel as the foundation for their lives? That's what the ascension is all about. Please join me in the Apostles' Creed, which we'll find at number 175.